Welcome to the practice of Yoga Nidra. This is a practice of deep yogic sleep where the body rests, the mind remains alert and aware. This Yoga Nidra practice is for the spleen. In traditional Chinese medicine, we have meridians or energetic lines that run through the body. These meridians correspond to different organs. In this Yoga Nidra, we'll pay special attention to the spleen. The spleen helps to keep our immune system strong. It moves and transforms food into qi and blood. It governs the muscles, the forelimbs. And it's said that if the spleen is in disharmony, there can be digestive disorders, bruising, low immunity, and a tendency to depression. Before we start the practice, let's find the spleen meridian. If you're already laying down, you can stay as you are, simply visualizing the line. Even though the meridian is the same on both sides, we'll start at the toenail of the right big toe. Travel up the top of the foot to the inside of the leg, all the way up the inside of the leg to the groin, up the torso towards the outside of the chest, up to the armpit. Beginning at the toenail of the right big toe, up the top of the foot, up the inside of the leg into the groin, from the groin, up the torso, to the outside of the chest, up to the armpit. Now that we've found this line, if you haven't already, take time to set up, either lying down or sitting up, making comfort your number one priority. Try to be nice and warm, perhaps bringing a blanket over top if you haven't already. Make any micro or macro adjustments that might increase your comfort even more. Bring your awareness to the physical location of your spleen. This is on the left side of the midline of the body, behind the stomach. Sense into this organ of transportation and transformation. Now draw your attention down to the heels. Sense where in space your heels reside. Sense the distance between the heels and the four walls around you. Sense the distance between the heels and the ceiling. Sense the distance between the heels and the floor. Sense the distance between your heels and your spleen. Notice your spleen. Sense your spleen within your physical body. Sense the space around your spleen. Notice the distance between your spleen and the floor. Between your spleen and the ceiling. Between your spleen and the four walls around you. It is now time for your sankalpa or your intention. An I am statement, perhaps a phrase or a feeling. An example, I am freedom. I am faithfulness. Allow your sankalpa to arrive as though it's a whisper from within your highest truth. If nothing arises, leave space for that. If you do have a sankalpa, repeat it internally 3 times. Moving through our rotation of consciousness, we begin with the right hand thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, pinky finger, palm of the hand, back of the hand, right wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, armpit, ribs, waist, hip, right thigh, kneecap, shin, ankle, top of the foot, big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe, the toenails, sole of the foot, right heel, right calf muscle, right hamstring, right buttock, left hand thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, pinky finger, palm of the hand, back of the hand, left wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, armpit, ribs, waist, hip, left thigh, kneecap, shin, left ankle, top of the foot, big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe, the toenails, sole of the foot, left heel, left calf, left hamstrings, left buttock, lower back, the spine, right shoulder blade, left shoulder blade, back of the neck, back of the head, top of the head, right side of the head, left side of the head, forehead, right eyebrow, left eyebrow, space between the eyebrows, right temple, left temple, right ear, left ear, right eyelid, left eyelid, right eye, left eye, bridge of the nose, nose, tip of the nose, the nostrils, right cheek, left cheek, upper lip, the mouth, lower lip, jaw, chin, throat, right collarbone, left collarbone, stomach, spleen, lower abdomen, whole of the right arm, whole of the left arm, both arms together, whole of the right leg, whole of the left leg, both legs together, whole of the front body, back body, and spine, whole of the head, whole body together, whole body together, whole body together, without changing the breath, notice the fluidity of the breath as we tap back into the meridian of the spleen, beginning at the toenail of the right big toe, going up the foot, the inside of the leg to the groin, up the torso towards the outside of the chest, ending at the armpit. Moving along this line of the meridian, noticing this energetic experience of the body, big toenail, top of the foot, the inside of the leg to the groin, towards the outside of the torso and chest to the armpit. You might visualize energy along this line of the meridian. The breath might be a guide. The energetic line of the spleen, from the big toenail to the armpit, spleen governs worry, and when depleted, ruminates on thoughts. Watch the line of energy of the spleen, observing it. Notice. As we move away from the energetic body, we move into the mind. Sense your body. Hot, hot, all of the sensations associated with hot, as though you're outside on the hottest day of summer, hot, and move away from hot, through neutral, to cold. Cold. As though you've sunk down into an ice bath. Cold. All of the sensations associated with cold. And while maintaining cold, invite back in hot, finding balance between the two. Feel yourself become worried, hesitant, unsure. Allow yourself to walk towards regret, towards worry, to the space of uncertainty. Meet worry. Move away from worry to acceptance, where everything is okay, where there's tenderness, peace, calm. While maintaining acceptance, invite back in worry, finding balance between the two. Visualization, allowing objects to appear. Rising sun, raging fire, green clover, colorful clouds, waterfall, ocean waves, cars driving, field of dandelions, lush jungle, rocky mountains, full moon. Just like the energy of the spleen, find yourself in a space of uncertainty. Notice what's around you. Find acceptance. As your footsteps become more confident, as you leave behind self-doubt, take in openness. Opening. You surrender to whatever lies beyond, having faithfulness to let go. invite the seed of your sankalpa to rise back up. Repeat it internally as you did in the beginning, 3 times. As your practice of yoga nidra comes to completion, take as much time as you need to begin to reintegrate into your space. Moving with kindness, giving yourself as much time as you need.